The mastery level of nested loops. You can look at the whole thing in a number of different ways. One way to look at it is to follow the natural linear progression that we've been following so far through the basic, intermediate, and advanced nested loops. And that is to just add a few extra pieces to even refine and polish the impact even further. The way you do this would be to add the conversational induction protocol into each of the stories. So if you go back to CD8 called Conversational Inductions, Dealing Directly with the Unconscious Mind, you'll remember that we covered a whole bunch of indirect hypnosis, conversational inductions that you can use inside of normal conversations. And you can use each one of those within a story as well. So you can make the story structure follow the same procedures that would otherwise have been used in a normal conversation. Now, if you want your loops to look really elaborate, you can make each story follow a different conversational induction protocol, and thereby having continuous loops of deepness built into your storytelling itself. You don't have to do that, but it's a great way to virtually guarantee that someone's going to go into a very profound altered state of consciousness, a very profound state of hypnosis. Now, the second thing you can do to add power to your master level of nested loops is to use embedded suggestions. You can use embedded suggestions pretty much anywhere you want because they just slip naturally into the language. Remember, you can use the suggestions as an ambiguity, so you have double meanings, and one of the meanings of the suggestions. You can use them very directly. You can put it into quotes, stacked realities, the whole works. Now, one powerful way to use embedded suggestions is in combination with the state, the emotional roller coaster that you've been creating throughout. So what you do is you use embedded suggestions as emotional triggers, as hypnotic trigger words, to trigger off the very states, the emotional responses that you've been creating with each of the stories. In this way, you get to build up a whole bunch of resources for people, which you then get to fire off later on as and when you need them. For example, you may want to, as a salesperson, you may want to create a whole set of stories that have things like desire and go for it and motivation and all the kind of emotional experiences people need to be in and they need to have before they can buy something. Then when it comes to actually signing the contract, you can fire off each of the emotional triggers one after the other after the other. So you put the person into the ideal buying state just before you present the contract. And that way, they know that they're making the right decision as their pen goes to the paper. There are lots of other ways that you can use these as well. I'm sure your creativity will help you find all of them. Now, the important thing is not whether you have this rigid structure in your nested loops and the way you tell your stories. When you talk about mastering something, you really ought to have much more choice, a creative choice in the way that you structure things. We've only created this storytelling pyramid, the nested loops being a very rigid structure of open one loop, open the next loop, etc., then close each loop in sequence, as a training aid, because that's a very neat and very simple way of conceptualizing the nested loops. But what you end up doing at the mastery level is you can actually have loops built inside loops, built inside loops, so that whilst you follow the general pyramid that we've talked about, you can also tell stories within stories. So maybe on story 3, you loop through another kind of one or two stories within that, come back to story 3, and then you have story 7 that you start off on. So that the closing structure will then be story 7, 3, 2, and 1, because stories 4, 5, and 6 were looped inside of story 3, opened and closed within that. So you notice how now you have a very elegant design of loops following inside of each other. And this can be very powerful, especially when working with other hypnotists who are already familiar with the idea of structured storytelling like this, because it's very difficult for them to keep track of all the stories that you're telling. This is another way to overload the conscious mind, that critical factor, so that you can get straight into the unconscious mind with the message of your stories. So whilst I've given you a very formal pattern, a very formal design for creating nested loops, all the way from the basic to the master level, please bear in mind that you should be breaking those patterns as and when the situation demands it, because sometimes it's more appropriate to run different kinds of loops.